All right, here we go. This I've been waiting for 2 days because I got to try to figure it out. Seems like when you're at home during the day and you're working on the internet, and maybe, you know, maybe you have like a shift job and you are home during the day, or maybe, you know, in simpler times when you were either playing hooky or homesick and you'd be on the internet, and it was like super fast. Now during the day, not so super fast. And at night, also not so super fast. Things seem to be throttling down, and there is an explanation for this. We're going to find out exactly what it is right now from Shara Tibkin from CNET, and thank you so much for being with us. I'm sure you're getting this question a lot. What in the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, basically what's happening is all of us who are in an office are now working from home. You know, kids who are sitting in a classroom are now at home watching TV, playing games. So kind of all of that internet traffic that was handled by kind of those bigger pipes going to schools and offices are now having to go to our individual homes. So there's just kind of this little bit of slow down, you know, trying to get us all the internet speeds that we're used to.
All right. Now, let's break this down, because
yeah.
We all have computers. We're all using computers. And 99% of us don't exactly understand what's going on there, like how it works, right? We just know.
sorry, go ahead.
So we open the thing up, right? Or we turn it on or whatever it is, and we start working on it. And things go a little clunky, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to adjust to it. And you sort of know a little bit about it. You don't know enough. But then when things slow up, when your internet connection slows up, because so much of what you're doing now is not in the box itself. It's not in the machine itself. It's mm-hmm. actually how the machine is connecting to a cloud or whatever else it is, the internet. Things seize up and you're like, uh-oh, I got a problem with my computer. It may not be. It's just that the internet is throttled, right?
Yeah, I mean, what's happening, I don't think that anybody is actually throttling speeds. What's happening is, so if you're in an office, basically, offices are wired to have kind of, if you think of the way that your internet is delivered, think of it in a sort of pipe. So what you're having to your office, it's kind of it's a big open pipe. It can serve a lot of people doing really demanding tasks on the internet at the same time. If you think about what's coming to your house, it's more like a garden hose. So you don't have this giant pipe. You have this hose. And then you also have other people in your apartment building, other people on your city block, other people in your own home.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, first of all, the signal itself, you know, there's just higher demand from, you know, from all the people around you, the people in your home. And it's at times that it's not normal. So, you know, normally internet traffic at home is higher in the evening, you know, and that makes sense. Like everybody gets home, you're watching Netflix as a family, you're, you know, playing some games, you know, whatever it is. And our kind of home internet services are built to deal with that sort of situation. Mm-hmm. Now what's happening is more people are using the internet during the day. So it's just kind of, you know, this stream that's coming to us, it's having to deal with a lot more people doing a lot more things all at the same time.
And that's why on Cyber Monday and things like that, people want to shop from their office, right? Because they get the faster speeds, and they're able to get into the deals faster and all that. Yeah. I think we get that sense that it's really good at the office, and it might be a little slower at home, but now, especially because, as you're pointing out, everybody is trying to use the same garden hose, that it's mm-hmm. it's doing what it's doing. Are there hacks around that?
You know, some of these companies are, you know, offering, you know, they're not putting caps on like the amount of data that you're downloading. You know, there's things you can do. You can upgrade your plan to faster speeds. There's, you know, there's different ways to wire your home, kind of like Wi-Fi network, your router. There are some that are more powerful than others. You know, how much that will really help right now is unclear. You know, all of these companies say that they can meet the demand that's coming, you know, mm-hmm. and that they're seeing. But, you know, you might at sometimes just see things slow down a little bit. And, you know, I think we kind of have to think back, you know, we're so used to the internet being fast and reliable now, but it wasn't always like that. And, you know, I grew up in rural Iowa, and, the internet speeds there are terrible, you know, and like my, where my parents live, you can tell as soon as, you know, and they live on a farm, but you can tell as soon as anyone around them is on the internet because it almost slows down. You know, it's, I mean, it slows down to almost nothing, basically. Well, so, you know, we've gotten kind of spoiled by how fast home internet is that we're now kind of having to face the situation where we're sharing it with a lot of people and we're all using it at the same time.
Shara Tipkin from CNET is who we're talking to. That's one of the reasons that this 5G network, the real 5G network, there's cell phone companies that are trying to tell you that they're 5G. That's not what we're talking about when we're talking about internet 5G. That's going to be a whole other world there. That's that, and Wi-Fi 5G. That's still a year, 18 months away. And some, in terms of it touching the consumer, some of it is coming up this year or was planned to, you know, who knows how this pushes it back.
I mean, some of it went live. You know, some of these networks turned on last year, you know, end of last year. You know, in a lot of big cities, we're seeing 5G. The problem is, you know, there's kind of a couple different flavors of 5G. There's that super, super fast 5G that kind of is like a multi-lane highway that tons of people can go down at once, and the speeds are really, really high. You know, that's the kind of 5G that you think of where you can download things almost instantaneously. The problem is, those don't travel very far distances. So you have to basically be next to a tower to get that. And there's also issues with it going through walls. So even if you're next to one of those 5G towers, you may not actually get a signal in your home very well. And then there's another kind of 5G, which is what T-Mobile has rolled out. And that is more reliable. It travels faster distances, but it just doesn't get quite as fast. So what people have seen with that, like, you know, my colleagues at CNET have done a lot of speed tests. They've gone all over the country testing these, you know, in the UK as well. And, you know, what they've found is that those sort of speeds that you get from, like, T-Mobile service are comparable to what you're getting from 4G a lot of the time. But, you know, 5G for our phones is definitely rolling out. You know, it's unclear what coronavirus will do to that, you know, if the rollout is going to be slower. You know, we don't really know right now. But
there's also this national Wi-Fi 5G concept, too, that is going to be rolling out over the next half decade. That's going to, you know, change how, like, it's built for, like, autonomous automobiles and other things, so it's instantaneous. I mean, eventually things aren't going to get faster, but I've noticed that, and I think you just put your finger right on it, Shara, that they keep promising us, see what just happened, the little guy, the little paperclip just came up, that we continue to be told things are going to be fast, it's going to be great, it's don't worry about it, it's all fine, and it's trust me, on this new product, you're going to love it. And eventually, it gets just as slow as everything else. Now, it's not as slow as your dial-up and all that. I get it. I understand. But it just things still can get clunky. And now, because people are at home, getting back to the main point here, people are at home, they're stuck there. Again, they're trying to consume as much as they possibly can, whether it's over the top, you know, Netflix, or even if you have, you know, here in Chicago, if you have Xfinity or you got DirecTV or Dish or whatever it happens to be. And then that is also connected to your internet. The on-demand stuff is not coming in as fast, right? Because some of that stuff is just pure, you know, it's not cable. It's not coming off the cable. It's actually just coming off of the computer signal. It's coming off of the internet signal. So.
Yeah. I mean, and you might see more like buffering when you're trying to load something on Netflix. You know, with Netflix in the European Union, they asked Netflix to kind of slow down the speed, or, you know, lessen the quality of video that it's showing people to help
thin
deal
the
with
bandwidth.
The internet issues. Yeah, to deal with the bandwidth. You know, it's not really clear if it's, you know, what sort of quality video they're getting. You know, if we'd see something like that in the U.S., like, I don't think people need to panic that they're not going to be able to see a clear picture on their Netflix.
Right, sure, it's too late for that. We're already in full panic, and we're in full panic about the fact that now we're stuck at home, and you know, there's no sports, and all we got left is to maybe watch movies or TV shows, and if we're being told we can't do that, then forget about it. Shara Tipkin from CNET, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Stay safe. Have a great night. All right, that does it for this edition of the Rokan Show. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Don't forget, we have a very special Carnarvon Wagon rollout.